Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We're fast approaching the 2024 U.S. presidential election date, and many investors are wondering how the results might affect their portfolios. Is it possible to prepare no matter who wins? Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Doug, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
So do your clients this time of season, the election season, come to you and say, do we need to make some changes?
Sometimes they do, Mike, but more often than that, they come and they complain about whichever party's candidate they don't care for.
Yeah, well, that's just the nature of politics now, isn't it?
Yeah, if so-and-so gets elected, what are we going to do? That is the question that we're seeing a lot of lately. And it's a logical question, right? Because the president can elect a lot of change. And this election, I think, is truly a historic one because it's just so incredibly close. I really don't know what the outcome is going to be.
So can you tell us if there is indeed a historical relationship between stock market performance and election outcomes?
Yeah, Mike, do you mean the market predicting the election outcome, or do you mean the election outcome predicting the market?
Well, let's go with both.
All right. Well, the 3 months before the election, if you look at the S&P 500's performance, it is highly predictive of the winner, the winning party. If the market is up historically, 80% of the time, the incumbent's party is reelected. When we actually get past the election and we see who wins, it becomes a much of a different story. You can go back and look at history and look at Democrats controlling everything or Republicans controlling everything. And there's somewhat of a mixed story there. But what shows up in the data consistently is the market likes gridlock. If you got some of each, you've got some Democrats and some Republicans, which you know are not going to be able to agree, therefore they won't be able to affect very much change. So the best market performance historically is gridlock. And it seems like we've got a pretty good shot at gridlock. Everything else is hard to call.
Go into a little bit more detail on this gridlock situation that you foresee that will be good, apparently, for investments.
Yeah, so it really comes down to imagine yourself as a global powerhouse like you are, Mike Switzer, like you are.
Right.
And you're trying to allocate capital across the globe for your global company. And if you get a change in political power where one party has swept and can make significant changes, the rules for how you run your company just got shifted. And so you may have to slow down and regroup, maybe not deploy capital as quickly, maybe not hire as quickly. And it's that scale of change that I believe really causes the markets to pause and wait to figure it out. So when you have gridlock, what you have is lack of change, be it good or be it bad, but lack of change you can deal with and figure out how to go forward in corporate America. I think that is why historically gridlock is good.
Okay, and so what you're saying then is historical trends tell us that regarding which political party is better for the markets, then it's both?
It's both. It's some of each. Some of each, so we don't have too much change. So with our clients and our portfolios, you know, we're always reacting to what is going on, trying to get in front of many of the things that we do not know. And of course, we don't know who is going to win in this election, but the markets tend to be 6 months in advance, and the markets have been doing very well. September was really strong, and September is not usually a good month. So I think what the market is saying is whatever the outcome is going to be, it looks like it's going to be a good one.
Well, Doug, as always, thanks for your look into that crystal ball you keep hidden somewhere.
It is always fun to talk to you, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And never miss an episode by subscribing to our podcast, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.